there are children that come to you that you just love unconditionally, and it is really hard when they do move on. But I know that I'm there, and my goal is to help them get home. And I have to keep remembering that. Sometimes it's really hard. You go into dark places sometimes when you know that, you know, what they come from, and you know that they are going home, and that is what the goal to work towards is. But you have to remember that we're part of a team that looks after the children. And it is very hard sometimes, but you have to remember that the goal is for them to work with their family and to get them back with their family.
Do you need a bit of a break between placements because of that? Because you've got to process all of that and kind of get your emotional cup filled again?
Some people find that they do need to have a break in between children, but for me, I personally find it's really good to have another child there before the other children go home, because that gives me my next goal to work towards. When I know a child is going home, I really do go into a dark place for 2 weeks. I cry. I don't go out of the house. I have to get myself into the right place again. Once I'm in the right place, then I know we can work towards what the plan is. But it is a really big adjustment. Our children, they have to go through that same process as well, because they know that the children are going home. And it's like a brother leaving their care or a sister leaving their house. It is very hard for them.
It is tough when the child leaves, and I take time to grieve. I accept that when a child does go, that I need to, and we all need to grieve. The children, you know, understand as well that we need to go through a grieving process, and I tend to not just try and replace that child with another child, so I tend to take a bit of time off and just have some time to just be together as a family again, and just have a bit of time. And I have a few things that I do to help me.
What do you do?
I tend to make albums, so I have photographs of the child. I usually, when the child leaves, I give them an album to take to their next placement, or if they're reunified, to take it back home. And I have an album. We have an album here as well. So we will look at the photos. We will talk about the child. I have photos up in the home of the child, so that they're always, as I say, these are the longer placements, that they're still with us in our hearts. And if possible, we do try and see those children, and that has helped with especially the children in helping them to cope with the children going, if they know that within 2 months or within a certain length of time they are able to still see that child, that makes it a lot easier.
That is our job. We have to be willing to do that, and we've got to suck it up and not put that on the child. Just deal with that separately and privately and get on with it. You know, when a child leaves my care, I write them a letter, and I talk about how, you know, what they were like, you know, especially when they're babies, because they may not have any memories, but they may know, you know, at some point that they were in care, and it goes onto their file so they can access that when they're 18. And I just talk about, you know, the kind of their personalities and, you know, the things that I really loved about them. And I always tell them that, you know, my door's always open to them to come back, and if there's any questions I can answer for them, I will.